Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace?
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ew, hey everybody, Chuck here on a Saturday morning. Last night was a long one. That's all I'm going to say. So my pick for today from October 15th, 2009. What is a hangover, really? We talk about hangovers, science behind them, and how to fix them. I'll give you a hint. Bananas.
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. With me is Charles Chuckers Bryant. And that means this is Stuff You Should Know, right?
Yes, the over 21 years old Chuck Bryant.
Yeah, that's a big deal for this one, Chuck.
We're just going to go ahead and COA right now. Say that this is about drinking, and if you're under 21, you should not drink.
Chuck, have you ever consumed an alcoholic beverage?
I have.
And
Still COA, if you're over 21, you should drink responsibly.
Yes, don't drink and drive. If you have a
heavy
problem... Yeah, heavy machinery is a big one. If you have a problem, you can contact Alcoholics Anonymous.
Right. I've always wanted to test that one, get really plowed and just sit down behind a bulldozer.
Or a forklift. See what happens. I always imagine forklifts with heavy machinery.
I go straight to the dozer.
Wow.
So, yes, I have had an alcoholic beverage before.
What was your experience with it like? Did you feel a little lightheaded, a little crazy, a little uninhibited?
I wanted to kiss somebody.
Did you end up kissing anybody?
I did. I kissed my dog.
Didn't you make out with a friend's sister at a U2 concert once?
I did.
Were you under the effects of alcohol during that time?
I was.
Okay.
This was in 1992. Give me a break.
Chuck, did you end up with a hangover?
That day? Yes, I did.
The same day?
The next day.
Yeah.
Sure.
So how'd you feel?
I had a headache. I had a poor sense of well-being. I had sensitivity to light and sound, diarrhea, loss of appetite, trembling, nausea, fatigue.
You had the whole list, huh?
Dehydration, anxiety, trouble sleeping, weakness.
Wow. Yeah. That's a bad hangover right there.
That's all the symptoms.
You know, the one that always gets me the worst whenever I have a hangover is the loss of the sense of well-being. I feel like I am right there on the edge of danger. Everybody's gunning for me. I feel horrible the
really?
Next day. Yeah, it's really bad. I've always assumed it affects my serotonin levels,
sure.
Although I didn't see anything in this article about that.
Right. I thought I was going to have to get taken to the hospital in Portland, Oregon one time.
Did you?
Yeah. The next day, Emily asked me, it was her friend's wedding. She said, you okay? Do you need to go to the hospital? And I went, maybe. And I was serious.
Wow. So let's talk about this, Chuck.
Yes.
What are the mechanisms that lie behind the cursed and dreaded hangover?
Visalgia?
Yeah.
Is that the correct pronunciation?
That's how I took it.
That's the medical medical name for hangover is visalgia.
Yeah, and it comes from a Norwegian word for uneasiness following debauchery,
sure.
Kvis,
mm-hmm.
And a Greek word for pain, algia, which is weird. I've never seen Norwegian and Greek put together.
I haven't either.
But yeah, you come up with visalgia.
Can I say the Bible verse too?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Bible verse that talks about hangovers. It's Isaiah 5:11. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink. In other words, I feel real sorry for you that you had to get up early if you got hammered last night.
Yeah. Truer words have never been written in the Bible.
Loose translation there.
Yeah.
So,
So, okay, so we've got that down. Mm-hmm. We have the word origin and a Bible quote, as is pretty much
requisite
for whenever you talk about a hangover, yeah. Right? So what's going on there, Chuck?
Well, there's a bunch of things. Let's go ahead and start with vasopressin.
Yeah, here is, by the way, everyone, a cocktail party conversation tidbit.
So at your next cocktail party, you might want to just bring this up?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It might be kind of depressing to bring this up, actually, at a cocktail party.
Well, this is how you explain breaking the seal, which I know that you have experienced.
Sure.
It's crazy. Once you urinate, and we're going to stick to the clinical terms here, Chuck.
Right.
All right? Let's keep it above the
breaking
board.
Breaking the seal? That's clinical?
Yes. Once you urinate that first time after you've started drinking, it seems like you just keep going and going and going, and you can't stop. And you actually can't, right?
Right.
So vasopressin.
Vasopressin, yes. When you drink booze, it enters your bloodstream, and the pituitary gland blocks the creation of vasopressin. And without this, your kidney starts sending water straight to your bladder, basically.
Right, to the tune of 4 times more than you actually drink. So you drink 250 milliliters of alcohol,
mm-hmm.
You can shoot out up to 1,000 milliliters or a liter.
Is that the clinical term, too?
Shoot out.
Yeah, so that's no mistake. If you've ever had a few beers and you're thinking, wow, this is so weird, I use the bathroom and now I can't stop, that's vasopressin right there.
Right, and that's called the diuretic effect. As the presence of alcohol increases in the bloodstream, you expel a lot more water, right? But you're not just expelling water. Also, we should say this leads directly to dehydration. If you're expelling 4 times more liquid than you're consuming, brother, you're getting dehydrated.
Yeah, which is one of the signature results of the hangover, and you get the headache because of that and other things too.
You do. And the headache, we've talked about this before. I don't remember where, so we probably shouldn't, you know, try to come up with a timestamp,
right.
But when you have a hangover, your brain actually shrinks.
Yep.
The next day, the other organs in your body are like, you, brain, you've got a bunch of water. Give me
thirsty.
Some of that. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the water is shuffled from your brain to other organs, causing your brain to actually shrink in size, which pulls on the membranes that connect it to the skull, the meninges.
Right. And you know what? When you have a really bad hangover, you wake up and you feel like the membranes of your skull are being pulled in different directions.
It definitely feels like that, yeah.
So when I read this, I was like, oh, so that's what that is.
Or like there's a 400-pound ham-fisted man with hair on his knuckles, like doing little twirls in your head, you
right.
know? Yeah.
Have you ever, speaking of breaking the seal, I don't think they did this in Athens at Georgia, but I know some friends at Georgia Southern, there were bars there that had the drink till you pee for free promotion. Have you ever heard of those?
No, but it sounds awesome.
Basically, at like starting at 6 o'clock, they monitor the bathrooms, and everyone in the bar gets to drink for free until the first person in the bar goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't think they have that in Athens, or they didn't when I was there.
And of course, because it's, you know, a college, there's like dudes peeing in beer pitchers in the corner.
Sure.
You know, just to keep, not to not have to pay the $2.
Whether or not there's that, you know, contest or promotion.
So it's science.
Science. Okay, that's vasopressin, right?
Yes.
Resulting in dehydration. But when you're urinating everywhere, every which way, whether it's in a beer pitcher or otherwise,
right?
You're also expelling a lot of other needed stuff.
Yes.
Like electrolytes. Say
salt.
Potassium.
Salt, potassium, magnesium.
Uh-huh.
And these all affect how your cells function, how your muscles function.
Right.
And you're getting rid of it without putting it back in, so you're going to feel lousy.
Yes, indeed. You are going to feel lousy. So you're dehydrated. You've lost electrolytes, right? And the electrolyte imbalance is really important. If you have too much salt and your electrolyte imbalance is too high, you die.
Sure.
If you have too little, you get the shakes.
Right.
The tremors, which I understand is the most uncommon symptom of hangovers, which makes me nervous because I get the shakes just about every time the next day.
I've never gotten the shakes.
What?
I've never gotten the shakes.
Wow.
It also points out in this article that hangovers are subjective. So for each person, you know, they might experience different, like, oh, I've never had a hangover, or
but
oh, all
lucky,
I get is thirsty.
When you get the shakes and you have a loss of a sense of well-being.
Yeah, that's like Nick Cage and Leaving Las Vegas.
Kind of.
Wow.
Yeah, I've always been like, wow, that'd be great to have a grocery cart in a liquor store. What a great scene.
Should we talk about glycogen real quick, too?
Yeah, that's another thing you lose.
Yes, the glycogen is a key energy source, and it goes to the liver and turns into glucose. Is that correct?
Right. Well, the liver turns it into glucose.
Oh, and then sends it out once again via the urine.
Basically, your liver's like, what the heck is going on? And just
right.
does something, and all of a sudden, you've just lost all of your energy.
Right.
Stored.
I'll just pee everything out just to be sure.
Exactly.
Basically, is what's going on.
Yeah. And that actually accounts for, like, the weakness the next day.
Uh-huh. Fatigue.
Mm-hmm. And actually, that's not the only thing that accounts for fatigue. You don't sleep very well after a night of heavy drinking.
Glutamine.
Yes. You have glutamine, which is another, it's actually a stimulant.
Uh-huh. Natural stimulant.
Yes, which is the only good kind of stimulant.
Right.
When you drink alcohol, mm-hmm. the production of this natural stimulant is actually blocked.
Right.
So when you stop drinking, e.g. go to sleep,
right.
your body tries to make up for lost time and overproduces glutamine.
So it means you're not getting as good a sleep.
Exactly. And the next day you also feel restless and anxious.
Right.
Maybe you get the shakes.
Sure. That's another cocktail party tip.
Uh-huh.
If you start saying all these things at your next cocktail party, you probably won't be invited back to the next cocktail party, though, would be my guess.
I don't know. I think you could wow some people. It depends on how cool your cocktail party
I guess I could
are.
See them all saying, though, like, why are you telling us all these awful things about drinking? Unless my kind of cocktail
like
party, everyone would be
AA
like, this
something.
Is great.
Yeah.
Pour me another one.
Right.
Screw glycogen.
Screw vasopressin.
Hey everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Hey everybody, we're here to tell you about Viator, a tool that you can use to plan and book travel experiences around the world.
That's right. The Viator app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences so you can discover what's out there no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in.
Yep, Viator can help you plan better travel experiences. 300,000 plus travel experiences to choose from means you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy.
That's right. You can also enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been on the experience that you're considering. Plus, you get free cancellation that helps you plan for the unexpected.
Yeah, and Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you know you'll get support at any hour if things aren't going as planned. So download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So what else, Josh?
Well, we could talk about the impurities of liquor.
Okay, well, the different alcohols.
Yeah, pretty much
about that.
The rule of thumb is the darker the alcohol, the more impure it is, and mm-hmm. therefore the heavier the hangover.
Yes, which is why I think everyone pretty much knows that, like, your worst alcoholics that, like, start drinking every morning when they wake up, they're probably drinking vodka.
Yes, it's actually a good thing to drink if you are an alcoholic
yes.
because you're going to be able to be as close to a functional alcoholic as possible.
Right. How about that study with the bourbon?
Yeah.
They did a study between bourbon and vodka, and 33% of the people who drank amount of bourbon relative to their body weight had a severe hangover, and only 3% had a hangover when they drank vodka. That's a big
vodka,
drop.
Vodka, white wine, that kind of thing. Light rum.
Yeah, gin.
Yeah. Conversely, dark rum is bad.
Red wine.
Light tequila is good. Basically, if it's dark, it's going to kill you.
I'm in bad shape then because I'm, you know me, I'm a bourbon, red wine, beer guy.
That's funny. I'm like the whatever's in the glass guy.
Right. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
You're fun to have at the cocktail party because you're not picky.
No.
As long as you don't run out of ice.
Totally not. As long as there's not a cigarette butt floating in it, I'll drink it.
And then sometimes even then.
I don't think that hasn't happened before, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, what I took from this article is when you drink, you are poisoning your body through conningers, through impurities in the alcohol, but also through the body's natural processes of breaking down alcohol, too.
Right.
It actually, there's a byproduct produced when the liver metabolizes alcohol called acetaldehyde.
Yeah, take this one, because this kind of, I read it like three times, and I was still a little lost.
Okay, Chuck, allow me.
Please.
So basically, when the liver metabolizes alcohol, it produces a byproduct that's a toxin called acetaldehyde.
Okay.
And acetaldehyde is actually more toxic to the body than alcohol itself, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But we have a natural mechanism for neutralizing acetaldehyde called, appropriately enough, acetaldehyde dehydrogenase.
Appropriately.
So that stuff goes and attacks the acetaldehyde, right? Then we have this other stuff that is called glutathione.
Right.
Right? And it contains high levels of a substance called cysteine. And cysteine actually is attracted to acetaldehyde. So the two things combine, acetaldehyde dehydrogenase and the cysteine in the glutathione, combine to neutralize the acetaldehyde, right?
Right.
And it does it pretty quickly. You are going to feel some ill effects, but the less you drink, the easier it is for these two substances to neutralize this byproduct as the alcohol is metabolized. Okay, you with me so far?
Makes sense.
Here's the problem. You have a limited store of glutathione in your liver.
Right.
So you use it up pretty quick.
And women have even less than men, correct?
Exactly, which accounts for why women tend to have more harsh hangovers or harsher hangovers than men.
Sure.
Not just body weight, although that does matter.
Right.
So you use up your glutathione stores, and once you do that, your blood is just basically circulating this toxin, acetaldehyde, while the liver generates more glutathione. Hence, you've got this horrible hangover, and why, ultimately, time is the only remedy for it.
Yeah, well, let's get to that in a second. Let's get to the remedies. Let's talk about liquor before beer, never fear. Or is it the other way around?
Beer before liquor, never sicker.
Never sicker.
There's you're right.
A little bit of truth to that, turns out. Because
I love it when folk sayings turn out to be true.
Totally. It turns out that the carbonation in beer speeds up the absorption of alcohol. So if you start with beer, your body's going to have, and then move on to liquor, your body is, in fact, going to have a harder time processing those toxins. Even though there's a certain age. My friend Justin and I, you know Justin, we were talking about this a few years ago. Someone was remarking about, we had a big night out, and like, well, was it liquor before beer, beer before liquor? I can't remember. And I just said, you know what? Doesn't matter anymore.
No, you're going to be hurting.
You reach a certain age, and it either doesn't affect you or it's going to affect you no matter what.
See,
those are college rules.
I've noted through my own personal observations that at about age 24, you start getting really severe hangovers. I haven't figured out exactly why yet, but that seems to be about the age when you switch over from, I can do this constantly, to, oh, God, why?
Why?
I've got the shakes. I have a loss of sense of well-being.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm vomiting. I have diarrhea.
I don't know why. Maybe that's when puberty ends. There's something to do with hormones still floating around in the body.
Buddy, if your puberty ended at 24, then...
Puberty does end in your 20s.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My puberty ended when I was like 14.
I know. Hi, I'm Chuck.
But it started when I was 7, so.
Hi, I'm Chuck, age 7.
Where are we now? Are we talking about vomiting?
Yeah.
Turns out that actually does help.
And also, Chuck, since we have a drinking game based on this, and we're talking about hangovers, allow me.
Okay.
Chuck, 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 Chuck. That should keep him for a little while. Go ahead, Chuck.
Alcohol, what's going on there is it is indeed better to vomit because when alcohol is absorbed directly through the stomach, and when that happens, the lining of your stomach is going to become irritated and say, hey, thanks for putting all this poison in me.
Yeah.
And it's going to start secreting hydrochloric acid.
Right, and the hydrochloric acid is actually what makes you vomit.
Right, it sends messages to the brain that says,
the
expel.
Stomach is really connected to the brain via hormonal mm-hmm. signals.
Big time.
Which don't necessarily end after puberty.
Right.
And, your stomach says, you've got to get rid of this stuff, and bleh.
Yep, and bleh. It turns out that's, you know, you probably shouldn't bleh. Make yourself throw up because that's dangerous. It could become a problem. If you're drinking so much and you're making yourself throw up, then...
you probably do have a problem.
You should check into a clinic or something.
Sure.
Check into Promises in Malibu.
If you got the cash.
But it will make you feel a little better because obviously your body is not going to have to process whatever alcohol is still in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it.
What are we on to now, buddy?
I think we kind of nailed what it is. So should we talk about some of the cures that people spout?
Yeah, there are plenty of hangover cures.
Everybody's got one.
Yeah, and actually I'm surprised to find that some of them actually are real. Now mm-hmm. that you understand what causes a hangover, you can actually identify what will help cure a hangover.
Sure.
Because really what's going on is you've expelled electrolytes.
Yeah, it's biology.
You've expelled, exactly. You've expelled your natural energy stores.
Uh-huh.
You are dehydrated.
Right.
And your brain is shrunk.
It's shrunk.
Yeah.
Sure.
So what do you do to make yourself feel better? Chuck, my personal favorite is hair of the dog. Will that help me or no?
It will not. You know where that comes from?
It's the Bible again, isn't it?
No.
Nazareth?
Medieval times, though. The hair of the dog that bit you. Supposedly, if you got bit by a rabid dog, you would take some of that dog's hair and apply it to your wound, and that would cure you.
This is the same culture that buried a cat at midnight to cure warts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just like that is false, hair of the dog, it's false as well. Having a drink the next day to make yourself feel a little bit better will not work. Might make you feel a little bit better in the short term, but ultimately you're just adding more toxins that your body's going to have to process, and you're kind of just staving off the inevitable hangover. Unless you just drink all day again.
Sure.
And then you'll have the hangover the following day.
Double hangover.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you just keep going until you die.
Yeah. And then
it never catches up with sure. you. You won the game.
I was taking a walk with Emily yesterday with the dogs. Mm-hmm. This shows how twisted I am. And I saw, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, something like that. And there was a guy down the street from us in the parking lot, you know, cracking his first King Cobra. Mm. And I said, you know what, Em? I said, 99 times out of 100, I see those people and I think, God, how could you live your life like just getting bombed from the moment you wake up every day?
Mm-hmm.
I said, but every once in a while, I think, what a way to live.
You're right.
They may and she be said, uh-huh. She said, what is wrong with you, basically? And we kept
she
walking.
Keeps you in line, doesn't she?
Well, she doesn't let me get up and get drunk every day, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, it's keeping you in line, yeah.
Okay, she does.
Hey there, are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals. But you can drink water as clean as nature intended.
Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain, everybody. This rain is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants commonly found in groundwater.
Yep, Richard's Rainwater is naturally pure with no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing.
And you can enjoy the clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold-pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And we even have a special offer, don't we, Josh?
Yeah, text STUFF to 25129288 87, and you'll get $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater. Sip the sky. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Hey, everybody. If you're building a deck at work and you want to supercharge it, check out Canva presentations. Work docs have been the same for too long, but Canva docs are different. They're visual. They grab readers' attention with images, charts, tables, and videos playable right in the doc. Plus, docs don't have to be just words on a page. You can make your docs pop with Canva docs.
That's right. And Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, HR, ops, marketing, and more, Canva presentations can be the solution for you. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, adding images, graphics, charts, data visualizations, all from a massive media library. It's super easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations.
So start designing today at canva.com, designed for work. That's canva.com. Hey friends, if you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. Like, what are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood the best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Yeah, well, now it is, everybody, on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools, and their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family.
It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
Chuck, one of the things that kills me is drinking coffee. I learned a long time ago that if I ever have a hangover, I stay away from coffee. So I was surprised to find in this article that actually it does have some benefits.
Agreed.
Which are?
It will actually alleviate your headache a little bit because it's caffeine and that's a vasoconstrictor. So it reduces the your blood vessels.
It reduces the swelling.
Uh-huh. So that'll help a little bit.
It'll help cure the headache some.
But it'll dehydrate you.
Because it's a diuretic.
Because it's a diuretic.
Which is how you really got into this trouble in the first place. So stop being stupid.
Stay I would say coffee along with a lot of water might be a good idea.
Yeah, possibly.
That's just me.
Right. Okay, so what else?
Fatty food, fried food the next day.
Yeah, which is odd because I know I crave fried food the next day. Cheeseburger.
Me too.
Bacon chili cheeseburger.
Dude, Emily
two
eats.
Two bacon chili cheeseburgers.
Emily eats like two hamburgers a year and they're on hangover days.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat meat, beef at all. When she wakes up with a really bad hangover, she's like quarter pounder.
It's strange because obviously she's not the only person who experiences that craving, but that doesn't necessarily help and could actually make you vomit. It could tip the scales when you've got a bunch of hydrochloric acid in your stomach.
Right.
But it could help if you ate a bacon chili cheeseburger or two bacon chili cheeseburgers before you started drinking it. Why?
Because it contains oil and the fat and the grease will line your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And
it takes longer to digest.
Absolutely. And in fact, in the Mediterranean, they have long drank a little bit of olive oil before imbibing.
Yeah.
It's an old thing they do there.
I'm not trying that.
I'm not either.
I like olive oil, but I'm not going to drink a tablespoon of it.
No, me neither.
Okay, how about a banana? I'm just going to pull that one out of my head.
Out of your banana tree. bing! Remedy.
Yes, okay.
Loaded with potassium, electrolytes, and...
Yes, because remember, you lose potassium, which is an electrolyte. Yeah. So if you can restore the balance.
So banana will help your hangover, as will eggs.
Yes.
Since we're on breakfast.
Because they contain cysteine,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is something that's attracted to acetaldehyde.
Right. So eggs and a banana And water would be a great way to start your morning if you had a hangover.
Not just water, but water loaded with sugar and salt, actually.
Right, because the carbonation, it would do the same thing as it did with the beer.
Right.
Beer okay. before liquor.
So you want uncarbonated water loaded with salt, mm-hmm. sugar.
Not a Red Bull.
No, because it has caffeine.
So not an energy drink.
Uncarbonated, non-caffeine water mm-hmm. with salt and sugar, which I think I just described a sports drink.
Right.
Right? A banana and some eggs.
Or you know what else you can do
what?
Instead of water? Put some fruit juice in there.
Nice.
Fruit juice. Fruit juice is the kind of sugar you want. Fructose, and studies have shown that it increases the rate at which your body gets rid of the toxins, and that's a good idea. It also gives you vitamins, of course.
Okay, what about, say, Excedrin, acetaminophen?
Acetaminophen is, you want to avoid Excedrin because it has caffeine.
Right, which can help, but ultimately no.
Right. And acetaminophen, I believe, you don't want to take because that can mess with your liver.
Ultimately, yeah.
If you have alcohol in your system.
If you take acetaminophen for a hangover, you are probably going to feel a little better. Actually, you'll probably feel a lot better, but in the long run, your liver's going to fall apart.
Yeah, you're doing your body damage.
You're going to expel that through your urine.
So what you want to do is get a non-caffeinated, anti-inflammatory prostaglandin inhibitor.
Which is also known as aspirin.
Yeah.
Which is good. So aspirin will help. It's shown that prostaglandin actually wreaks havoc on your body during hangover. So if you take a prostaglandin inhibitor, mm-hmm. you're going to feel a lot better. And apparently there have been studies that show, yes, aspirin helps.
Yeah.
Especially if you take one before you go to bed
mm-hmm.
and you take two when you wake up. But beware, people with tender stomachs often vomit from aspirin.
Right. You know what my cure is?
What?
Let's talk about each other's cures. Have you got one? Surely you do.
What do I do?
You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Mine is, my deal is I can't sleep in anymore. Doesn't matter if I was out till 3 a.m, I'm still going to wake up at 7. It's just the way it is when you're old. You'll experience this one day. I get up at 7 like I normally do, and I pound like 3 or 4 glasses of water, uh-huh. take a couple of aspirin, and then I get right back in bed and see if I can get like another hour or two of sleep. And then I wake up and I feel great.
Yeah, that works crazy well.
Mm-hmm.
It especially works with Advil. If you take a couple Advil
yeah.
and you have even like a half hour, preferably an hour
oh, yeah.
extra to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, Advil always makes me sleepy. It makes me fall asleep very easily.
Uh-huh.
Never figured out why. But yeah, you wake up an hour later and you are set.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
Because sleep is only key to curing a hangover, they say.
Yeah.
Time.
That's usually what I rely on is time.
Mm-hmm.
And I pound a few Coca-Colas in the morning, which is not good for me, right. but it works, right?
Black aspirin, is that what they say?
Yeah. And then I don't make eye contact with anybody because they're all out to get me. That's how I make it through the day when I have a hangover.
Sure.
And again, we should say, please don't find any of this funny, entertaining, or amusing if you're 21 years or older. And if you are 21 years or older, please find it amusing responsibly.
Right. We should talk about some of these over-the-counter, like, anti-hangover pills that you can buy. You heard of these?
Yeah. Like chasers?
Yeah. They're basically multivitamins, and here's the deal.
Well, some are activated carbon, which can work.
True, true. But here's the deal. If you read on the package, it'll say something like this. Drink a full 12-ounce glass of water before you start drinking and take a pill.
Mm-hmm.
And then after your second or third drink, drink another glass of water and take another pill, and mm-hmm. then do that again. Then before you go to bed, drink a glass of water with a pill, and then wake up and drink a glass of water with a pill.
Right.
So you're basically taking a vitamin, downing tons of water, which is...
And that's the key is the water,
the
right?
The key, yeah.
You're hydrating yourself.
So it's a bit of a ripoff.
Right. But not necessarily, because it is recommended that you do take a multivitamin.
Not true.
The next morning.
But just take a multivitamin. Don't pay for some hangover cure.
You know what else helps is to actually be cognizant and not a total drunk while you're drinking.
Yes.
If you drink glass for glass water for alcohol, number one, it keeps you hydrated. But number two, it also paces your drinking.
Yeah.
So that your body has more time to process mm-hmm. this alcohol. It's not just like boom, boom,
yeah.
boom, you know?
I've gotten better at that.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, sure. I try to be, if I have like a big night out, I try to be pretty aware of drinking a couple glasses of water here and there, and I always will pound 2 or 3 glasses before I go to bed.
Good for you, Chuck.
That's the way to do it.
All right, so there you have it. That's the hangover, right?
Yeah, a couple other things you can do beforehand is eat. Obviously, alcohol in an empty stomach is going to get you there quicker, but it will get you sicker and make you feel worse.
You love rhyming.
So water, what else do you say? Multivitamins, drink in moderation, of course, is the key with everything. Watch what you're drinking. Red wine, bourbon, it's going to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
It tastes sugary sweet on your tongue, but it'll make you feel worse.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble, though. I wish I could learn to drink vodka. I just don't dig it.
Oh, fuck. It's so wonderful.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
I drink gin and tonics occasionally during the summertime months. But
I can't drink those. Gin actually makes me crazy. I have a self-imposed ban on gin. I won't drink it. I don't allow myself to drink it because it makes me nuts. And apparently I'm not the only one. In the 17th century, the UK actually banned, or I should say England banned gin. Because
well,
it was making everybody
gin
so nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So gin was banned in England for a little while because people went like I did.
Sure. You know, different alcohols do that. Tequila is notorious for making people violent and act out of sorts.
Never had a problem with tequila.
Me neither. My buddy Scotty has a red wine thing. Completely personality shift when he drinks it.
Really?
He becomes a completely different person.
That's so odd. You know, that's Alexander weird. The Great died from a red wine drinking competition.
Really?
Uh-huh. One of his soldiers challenged him to it and they apparently drank like 5 million gallons apiece, and Alexander the Great went off and died.
Boy, I bet the alcohol back then was rough, too, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They loved their wine.
Those were the good old days.
Well, if you want to learn absolutely every last detail there is to know about a hangover, you should read this fine, fine article by freelancer Lacey Perry called How Hangovers Work. You can just type in hangover in the handy search bar at howstuffworks.com. Also, check out our Kiva.org page.
$2,500 and growing.
So far, yeah.
Very proud of you guys.
You can help fund a loan for an entrepreneur in a developing country for as little as $25. And best part, you get it back. We have a team that's to be found at www.kiva.org/team/stuff you should know.
Right. If that's too hard, you can click on community and then search stuff you should know.
And we've been posting a link at the bottom of every one of our blog posts too.
Yes, we've got close to 100 members and about $2,500 raised, and it's pretty cool.
Let's do listener mail.
Let's do listener mail. Okay, Josh, I'm going to call this Don't Kill Me, I'm Just the Enumerator.
Okay.
This is a good one. Hi guys, hope this finds you well. My name is Mark and I live in Fishkill, New York, which is an interesting town. I was listening to the Gross National Happiness podcast and you mentioned the census worker being killed. I thought I'd send an email. I was a Census Bureau worker in 2000. I was a carefree 19-year-old on summer break. My friends and I saw the ad in the paper and took the exam and became official enumerators, including a shiny plastic badge from the Treasury Department.
Cool.
To boot, he says. So our task was to travel door-to-door and talk to the people who didn't return their survey. Some people got the short form, some got the long form. And from what I remember, the forms were assigned at random. Usually the long formers didn't mail them back in, and that's who they usually had to confront.
They'd go shake down?
It'd shake them down. People were downright mean when I knocked on their door. This is a good one. One man asked me to hold on for a second. He closed the door, and within a few minutes, I heard the garage door open, and he drove out and waved goodbye. That's such a jerky move. One woman answered the door with a baby in her arms, shouting something at me. I heard dogs barking, and the next thing I knew, she had let the dogs loose on us, and I was running safely back to the safety of my Buick Regal. I quickly learned my lesson, and when someone would open the door and give me the skinny on their neighbors who didn't mail their forms back in, I was happy. And I was even happier when it was a grandma who would offer me a cold drink. Because, you know, the old folks, they're just like, come on in, let's talk for a while.
I'm so lonely.
Exactly. I did not know, however, that enumerators were killed. I must have missed that part of the training. Most of the rants would be anti-government. They would say I was the man, told to get off their property, and all the expletives that go with it. It's not easy being an enumerator, so give them a shout-out. So, shout-out to all you enumerators out there.
Hey, hey.
And that's pretty much it. He said I thought I'd chime in. Actually, I was chiming in this morning in the car and then realized that I was alone. So, Mark.
I'm so lonely.
Mark, the former enumerator, is a funny guy, and he says, by the way, podcast suggestion, How Hippie Rob Works.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That would be a great one.
Yeah.
That'd be
an
audio book.
I'm still trying to track them down.
Sure.
Yeah.
So thanks, Mark, and good luck if you enumerate in the future. And all you enumerators out there counting heads, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was so rough on you.
And let's see, if you're an enumerator or a denominator, or you know the current whereabouts of Hippie Rob, put it in an email to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you thirsty? Well, Richard's rainwater is caught clean before it even hits the ground. Rain is naturally pure, so there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. Richard's rainwater contains no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of still rainwater or the cold pressured bubbles of sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And for a coupon, text STUFF to 251-292-8887 and receive $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater. Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.